Perkins flattened himself against the filing cabinets as Mr. Weasley left the officer to run, Harry on his heels. "Why have they changed the time?" Harry said breathlessly as they hurtled past the Auror cubicles. People poked out their heads and stared as they streaked past. Harry felt as though he had left all his insides back at Perkins's desk.
"I've no idea, but thank goodness we got here so early. If you'd missed it, it would have been catastrophic."
Mr. Weasley skidded to a halt beside the lifts and jabbed impatiently on the down button.
"Come on!"
The lift clattered into view, and they hurried inside. Every time it stopped, Mr. Weasley cursed furiously and pummeled the number 9 button.
"Those courtrooms haven't been in use in years," said Mr. Weasley angrily. "I can't think why they're doing it down there, unless... But no..."
A plump witch carrying a smoking goblet entered the lift at that moment, and Mr. Weasley did not elaborate.
"The atrium," said the cool female voice, and the golden grills slid open, showing Harry a distant glimpse of the golden statues in the fountain.
The plump witch got out, and a sallow-skinned wizard with a very mournful face got in.
"Morning, Arthur," he said in a sepulchral voice as the lift began to descend. "Don't often see you down here."
"Urgent business, Bode,"
said Mr. Weasley, who was bouncing on the balls of his feet and throwing anxious looks over at Harry.
"Ah, yes," said Bode, surveying Harry unblinkingly. "Of course."
Harry barely had emotion to spare for Bode, but his unfaltering gaze did not make him feel any more comfortable.
"Department of Mysteries," said the cool female voice, and left it at that.
"Quick, Harry," said Mr. Weasley, as the lift doors rattled open and they sped up a corridor that was quite different from those above.
The walls were bare. There were no windows and no doors, apart from a plain black one set at the very end of the corridor. Harry expected them to go through it, but instead Mr. Weasley seized him by the arm and dragged him to the left, where there was an opening leading to a flight of steps.
"Down here, down here,"
panted Mr. Weasley, taking two steps at a time.
"The lift doesn't even come down this far. Why they're doing it there?"
They reached the bottom of the steps and ran along yet another corridor, which bore a great resemblance to that which led to Snape's dungeon at Hogwarts, with rough stone walls and torches in brackets. The doors they passed here were heavy wooden ones with iron bolts and keyholes.
"Courtroom 10, I think. We're nearly... Yes."
Mr. Weasley stumbled to a halt outside a grimy dark door with an immense iron lock and slumped against the wall, clutching at a stitch in his chest.
"Go on," he panted, pointing his thumb at the door. "Get in there."
Aren't you coming with..."
"No, no, I'm not allowed. Good luck."
Harry's heart was beating a violent tattoo against his Adam's apple. He swallowed hard, turned the heavy iron door handle, and stepped inside the courtroom.